Well, good to see everyone this morning on this Easter Sunday. Had a good remembrance of the Lord, and now we're going to sing some and hear some music and just all together praise the Lord for His resurrection and His hopeful return. And so welcome everyone to Myrtle Beach Bible Chapel. Before we start, let me just read a portion, just a short portion about in Matthew 28. This is after the resurrection, and they came out to the tomb. And after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay." So, and that's what we'll be touching throughout the program. He is not there. He is risen. So let me open a word in prayer, and then we'll start our program. Our Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time together when we can celebrate the Lord's resurrection. We come to a God who sent His Son, as John 3:16 would say, to pay for our sins at Calvary. We thank Thee that He didn't die in a tomb, and we're remembering His tomb. For He's not there. He's back into heaven. And Lord, as He's promised, we'll come back one day and we'll be with Him forever in heaven. Lord, as we here on this earth, pray that the thoughts of resurrection and our sins are forgiven would help us and encourage us to spread the gospel, the simple gospel of believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. So Lord, be with us as we would sing, as the instruments, and you might just guide and direct. The Holy Spirit might work in our hearts. Help us leave here appreciating Thee more and rejoicing in our risen Savior. So we leave this time in Your hands now in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm not going to sing. The four gospel writers interweave their stories of that what happened that first Sunday, first day of the week after the death, burial, and leading into the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we've talked about many times, this is such an encouragement to us because these four men were not writing together in the same room. They were writing scattered all over at different times, and yet their stories so overlap that it's like they talked to one another before they wrote it. And of course, the Holy Spirit is the one that was moving them to write it, so you would expect that. But it just gives us confidence in God's Word. Matthew's account is actually one of the shorter ones. But he's the one that tells us what the Romans did after the crucifixion, after the resurrection. Mark, the shortest gospel, probably has the longest account of at least early that day. Luke is the only one that tells us about the Emmaus Road disciples. And then John develops the picture of the Lord meeting Mary Magdalene. So I'm sure that over the course of your lifetime, you have read these four Gospels many times. And then Paul has a small section in 1 Corinthians 15 where he talks about what happened that day. But the writers of Scripture are oftentimes not so worried about chronology. And it's hard when we read Matthew and then Mark to line all these events up. So what we've done this morning is we've tried to make a harmony of the Gospels, a harmony of what happened that first day of the week. As I'm reading this, I won't mind if you drift off into some kind of reverie. What I would like you to do is try to get a picture in your mind of what's happening. Now, this isn't just a story. This is his story. And so if you can just picture real people and real events, maybe it'll spark your faith in the Lord and really help you to rejoice in this Easter celebration. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulchre at the rising of the sun, and certain others with them. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door, and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And when the ladies looked, they saw the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. The angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay." And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, he said unto them, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again." and they remembered his words. And then Mary Magdalene runs and comes to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to him, "They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him." And the other women entering into the sepulchre saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white garment, and they were affrighted. He said unto him, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There ye shall see him, as he said unto you." And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen cloths lying, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which first came to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For yet it was not known the scriptures that they must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went away again into their own home. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. But Mary stood without the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou?" She hath said unto them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." And when she had said thus, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith to him, "Sir, if you have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned herself and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." Jesus said unto her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." And as the other ladies went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "All hail." And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, "Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. It was Mary Magdalene and Johanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed not. And now, meanwhile, Matthew records the Romans' action. Perhaps he was privy to it because he had been a tax collector and was maybe had inside information. Now, when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders, which had taken counsel, they gave them large sums of money unto the soldiers, saying, "Say ye, the disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you." So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. A little later in the day, Paul records that the Lord was seen by Cephas, or Simon Peter. And in Luke 24:34, it also says that the Lord appeared to Simon. And then in Luke, he picks up the narrative and says, after that he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked, and went into the country, and they went and told unto the residue, neither believed they them. And behold, two of them that went that day, same day, to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs, and they talked together of all the things which happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together in reason, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have with one another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered and said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and have not known these things which are come to pass in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said to him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. But we trusted that it was he which should redeem Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, and when they found not his body, they came saying that they had seen him. And seen a vision of the angels that said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said. But him they saw not. Then said he unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and entered into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And as he went in to tarry with them, and it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. They said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told them all the things that were done in the way and how he was known of them in the breaking of bread. And as they thus spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. He said unto them, why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet. It is I, myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said to him, have you any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was with you, that all these things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in the name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endowed with power from on high. Then that same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto him, peace be with you. And when he had so said, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to him, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my fingers in the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. We're going to forward a week just to get Thomas out of trouble. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. And then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." Then said he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, behold my hands, reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen.
He died for me, his own beloved. This piece is titled When the Fog Lifted. June 18th, 1815. It was a momentous day for the people of Europe. On this day, the climactic Battle of Waterloo would decide their fate. A year earlier, in 1814, Napoleon Bonaparte had been exiled to the island of Elba, but he soon escaped to France, quickly forming a new army so as to recapture his lost empire. Would the French forces of Napoleon defeat the Allied forces under the command of Duke Wellington, or would the Allies successfully divert Napoleon's attempt to reclaim his position as emperor? The fate of history lay in the balance. The armies converged on the fields outside of Waterloo in what was one of the most decisive battles in European history. On that day, 191,000 soldiers clashed, and close to 50,000 fell onto the bloody field. Across the Channel, all England waited breathlessly for the news of the outcome. In those days, news had to come across the English Channel by sailboat and then be signaled over by semaphore or signal flags to London. High atop the Winchester Cathedral in southern England, the semaphore began to spell out the message slowly, letter by letter. W-E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O, at Wellington, D-E-F-E-A-T, Wellington defeated. Then a dense fog settled over the city. The semaphore could no longer be seen. The message, Wellington defeated, quickly spread. The hearts of the people throughout the land were filled with gloom when they heard the news. The crowd of onlookers slowly dispersed with dejected expressions on their faces. Despair began to rain down upon them as they prepared for the absolute worst. What would happen to their beloved land? For all they knew, Napoleon could have been on his way to claim England as his. But suddenly the fog lifted and it was discovered there was more to the message. The complete message was Wellington defeated Napoleon. It took only a few minutes for the good news to spread. Sorrow was turned to joy, defeat into victory. So it was when Jesus was laid in the tomb on the first Good Friday afternoon. Hope had died even in the hearts of Jesus' most loyal friends. After the frightful crucifixion, the fog of disappointment and misunderstanding had crept in on the friends of Jesus. They had read only part of the divine message. Christ defeated was all that they knew. But then on the third day, Resurrection Sunday, the fog of disappointment and misunderstanding lifted, and the world received the complete message. Christ defeated death. Defeat was turned into victory. Death was turned into life.
Let us together. this, Lord, for all you have done. We think of the Via Dolorosa, the way of suffering, and how you went there because of your love for the Father and your love for us. Now you honored him so much that he raised you from the dead on the third day, giving you the name above every name, and entered into your glory. And that's where you are now, Lord. And we wait that day when you come back and you will rule and reign over this world. What a joyful day that will be, Lord. We thank you that even death does not defeat us. Think of believers that have suffered unto death, but no close, no hold for us because you are risen. And that we know that we shall live as well. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for giving your Son, your Holy Spirit to us. And we praise you in his worthy name. Amen.
Amen.